Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Phil Chambers from What Culture, and we are here with even more after news. After is some breaking news surrounding Phil Chambers, the WWE Hall of Fame 2022.
Indeed, can't get enough news today. The Undertaker is officially going into the Hall of Fame class of 2022. Obviously, it's in Texas and everything's bigger there, and he is quite a big man, so it makes sense that he's going to go in, and he also, you know, lives there. So we've obviously not seen The Undertaker around since his farewell at Survivor Series with the lightning and the MIDI music and the people in the ring that disappeared, and then Vince came out and said something and then he disappeared and The Undertaker was there. Obviously, it was in the Thunderdome back in those dark days.
I will say I have seen him since then at the Pitbull's concert.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course, a Pitbull thing.
Is he going to induct him?
I hope so, yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
I don't think there's anyone else that's connected to him right now to actually do this. So he is going into the Hall of Fame. His last match was at WrestleMania as well, and the Boneyard match, so maybe they might do something at Mania itself. It is Dallas. They've got a lot of seats to fill.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, the headline of the Class of 22 Hall of Fame is, The Undertaker.
Cool, do Victoria next. No great surprise. It's like you say, Phil, Texas.
Yeah,
considering how old Taker is as well, the Boneyard match is farewell at Survivor Series, it all just sort of nicely comes together. But I do think my prediction this year, we all know how my predictions go, was the fact that we would see Undertaker in a wrestling ring. Not counts if he doesn't just come out and wave at WrestleMania. But I get the feeling he's going to do something, a choke slam, a big boot, maybe even a tombstone. WrestleMania.
Even if he's just come out, attack some goober, get a big pop, and then leave. What more do you need?
Yeah, just chuck, I don't know, Madcap Moss about a bit.
Yeah.
Because reasons.
My tombstone.
But yeah, what an absolute legend, you know, an incredible career, worthy of the Hall of Fame induction. He's got to be one of the last sort of big headliners for the time
names.
Being.
Yeah, you've got to think so. Who's left?
Not many. Not
the
many.
Rock. He's The Rock.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock, probably.
But yeah, fair play to him. An incredible legacy he leaves behind. But yeah, I wouldn't rule out him doing one more thing. We said when we did the live stream for Survivor Series, like, this can't be the farewell.
Doing that in front of no fans whatsoever doesn't seem to be the right send-off for what a historic career he's had. Mm. It needs to be something in front of fans, whether it's just he gives Matt Canvas a big tombstone and he pops the crowd and then you get his entrance one last time or something like that. You've got to do something.
Mm. I mean, it's an incredible story, his career. And I remember when we went to WrestleMania a few years back, and he obviously wasn't at Mania, but he was on the Raw after WrestleMania, and that entrance, no word of a lie, is incredible to
goosebumps.
Long,
it's
but
very
incredible
long,
to witness.
Goosebumps.
Witness live. We'll bring you more updates as and when they arrive. But yes, The Undertaker heading into the 2022 WWE Hall of Fame. We talked a little bit earlier today about Bayley. Someone asked a question about who's going to get the biggest pop potentially returning on the Raw after WrestleMania. Bit of an update coming from Mike Johnson of PW Insider on the return or expected return dates, or at least when these things could change from being inactive to cleared for to wrestle when it comes to Bayley and Asuka, in fact. Asuka's been out of action following shoulder surgery, following Money in the Bank 2021. She also had some dental stuff, I believe, because of a match, something that happened in a match with Shayna Baszler. They are hoping, WWE, that she will be cleared to return to the ring by the end of February. Still no word, obviously, what they've got planned for her when she does return. And in terms of Bayley, she should be back sometime next month. She obviously had that awful ACL tear at the Performance Center last July. They are hoping, yes, to have her back by the end of March. Perfect timing for a Raw after WrestleMania return for, oh, potentially both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, potential of an actual WrestleMania match if they actually get in there close enough. Whatever happens, whenever they come back, so long as they are happy and healthy when they come back and ready to go, because I have missed these, both of these, so, so very much.
Yeah, like they've got, you know, they, without question, huge stars in this, in this women's division, but can't argue that Bayley and Asuka just bring something else to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with how much they gave to the fans and the company during the pandemic era. They were like absolute shining lights of that era to then go out just as the fans are starting to come back is absolutely crappy. But with Ronda Rousey coming back, that was a good shot in the arm of the women's division, but it feels like it still needs something else to sort of get that going again, back to the sort of heights where it has been in the past.
Could be an incredible 2022 for the women's division in WWE.
Yes, with both of those back, that is one hell of a roster they have there.
Ooh, yes, please. Yes, very much looking forward to that. We'll keep you posted on any developments with that. But yes, potentially Asuka and Bayley back by the end of March, let's say, or at least hopefully to be cleared to return, let's say.
Exciting stuff. But speaking of women's wrestler returns, Kairi Sane is returning back to the ring in Stardom in Japan. She's coming back as just Kairi instead of Kairi Hojo that she was. Kairi Hojo that she was before she joined WWE. Obviously, she left WWE quite a while ago, but she's still been working as kind of an ambassador role for WWE over in Japan and things like that. But that ran out in December, and so now she is free to return, and Stardom have picked her up. She got attacked at a press conference while they were announcing it, so she's getting straight back into storylines, and she's joining an incredible roster in Stardom. It's one of the best like women's rosters that's out there at the minute, and her as a sort of integral part of that is going to be very interesting to see. She's obviously done a lot for that company before, feuding with the likes of Io Shirai and things like that, legendary things. But yeah, exciting to have her back in the ring and in a very exciting promotion.
Yes, a great get for Stardom. Little bit disappointed. Always held out a tiny bit of hope we might see Kairi Sane back in WWE.
Yeah.
One of the best elbow drops.
The best elbow
up
drop.
There.
I will go and say it. It's incredible.
It's she just properly goes for it, doesn't she? But yeah, congratulations to her. Very happy to see her back in a wrestling ring. Like you say, Stardom, probably the best place for her.
Yeah.
Best of luck to Kairi going forward. So we got that, but then some sad news about a wrestling legend who, unfortunately, if he wasn't already, has confirmed that his in-ring career is over. D-Von Dudley revealing on Instagram that three of his vertebrae have had to be fused due to wear and tear suffered throughout his pro wrestling career. He is done in ring. I mean, it's not like we were hoping for a big return for D-Von Dudley. It's still sad news to hear, though. And again, a true legend of the tag team wrestling scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Never nice to hear when someone, such a sort of legend that's been there forever, is going through like all these surgeries and things like this to fix their backs. So it just shows what wrestling does to you when you're doing it for this long. So obviously, thoughts are with D-Von. Hope he gets well very, very soon. But yeah, just sad that it's just that return of the Dudleys will never be on the cards.
No, exactly. But like you say, get well soon. A great career he has had. Send him love on Instagram, across social media, basically. And let us know your thoughts on all of today's news stories, especially considering The Undertaker heading into the 2022 WWE Hall of Fame. In the comments section below, like, share, subscribe, all the usual stuff. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from. Follow Phil Chambers on Twitter at
PhilMyChambers, and follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.